Welcome to Melty Talks. I am Senpai creator and Melty CEO of Shapeshifter. I'm joined by my fabulous friends Colby.
Hello.
And named Dark Wolf on Twitch, DarkWolf9673. Also by his amazing girlfriend, amazing friend, amazing co-host, amazing mod on Twitch, Crystal.
What's up?
Is it? That's all you got?
That's all the energy you're gonna get.
We're also joined by the man that works on boats, on a motherfucking boat, boats and hoes.
I'm on a boat, bitch.
Yodel.
What's up?
His name is Bryce. So today we're wanting to talk about the new games that are coming to Game Pass and just in general. I'll let Mr. Brycey Poo go off first.
I mean, the game that I was most excited for that came out. It's not on Game Pass, but it was Wayfinder because it was made to be sounding like the new World of Warcraft, which is a huge thing to hold up to.
That's a big title. That's a big title to hold up to. That's like when Hay said it was the Halo killer, and it was not.
So did what's it called? Warframe.
Warframe
said it was going to be the Destiny killer,
And it wasn't. Destiny
it's
still
a fun game. But,
Wayfinder
has been everything I wanted it to be and more. Like, obviously, it still has its nicks and bugs. It just came out.
For a game that's $16, you talk highly of it.
I mean, the only reason why it's $16 is because it's the Founders Pack, which means it's still in beta.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be a free-to-play.
Okay. Crystal, I have a question for you. We played the My Heroes Injustice game. What was your thoughts on the beta?
It was pretty clunky, but it was still pretty fun. I can't wait for that game to come out completely.
So you think that game's gonna actually do something?
I think it's actually gonna be pretty big.
Because you hear about all these anime games coming out that just flop.
To be fair, those are open world RPGs.
This one's actually Battle Royale.
Yeah.
To be fair, Fortnite was supposed to flop. It's the biggest game.
If Fortnite, and I will die on this hill. If Fortnite did not do what it's doing now with the characters such as Dragon Ball and Witcher and Halo.
That's not even what kept it going. Zero Build is what kept it going.
Yeah, if they wouldn't have done none of that plus Zero Build, they would have already died. Because their original characters that they had coming out really didn't make much sense. And the game was boring at first. And then once they started adding in more mechanics and this other shit, it became fun. I'll admit it. I played Fortnite. I was sponsored by Fortnite at one point. Colby, what is one game that you're excited that's coming out?
Ark 2.
Ark 2's coming out?
Yeah,
that is a big one. I forgot all about that. Ark 2 is supposed to be... I might actually get into Ark for Ark 2 because it's supposed to be... like, huge. It's supposed to be really nice.
Well, I do have an art chat in Discord. By the way, guys, if y'all want to join our Discord, I'll put the link in the description when we're done.
The only reason I know about R2 is my buddy keeps saying, hey, you gonna get R2? Hey, you gonna get R2?
There?
Yeah.
What is one thing that you're excited most about R2 that you know about? Mechanics or, the world?
Just the beauty of the maps.
And it's supposed to be like what, twice as big as the original and plus twice. Like a whole bunch lot more dinos or whatever is in there.
Okay.
Must be really nice.
I might look up some stuff about Ark 2 because I didn't even know it was coming out. I thought they stopped on Ark.
Yeah, I thought it was
the first
scrapped.
One.
I thought it was
scrapped and forgotten about.
No.
One thing, and we're looking at the Game Pass stuff right now. It's a little game, a little tiny game that won't take much to download, but I'm actually excited for Party Animals. For anyone that knows Gang Beasts, it's basically, a cooperative game. You can invite your friends, and you just do wacky shit. But this is just animals, and you can beat the shit out of your friends as animals.
I figured it'd be like the next Nintendogs. I miss those games.
Oh my god.
To be fair, I spent a lot of time on that.
The game is, I watched some gameplay of it, and I watched some people do, like, the beta testings for it and all, and you're top heavy, which means you're doing the wave 24/7, you gotta control your character, and it looks really fun. So I'm most excited for that to come out along with Liza P because that's Bloodborne mixed with Pinocchio, and I'm a big Bloodborne fan anyway.
Bloodborne was a good one. My favorite game, like, similar to all that, like, that is a little step away from Dark Souls, is Sekiro.
Sekiro?
Die Twice, whatever.
Yeah, Shadows Die Twice? That is a very good game. I love it.
I'll out when I say it was harder than all the Dark Souls games combined.
Well, it all depends on how you play. It's your play style that depends your difficulty. Like, Elden Ring, you can easily just get a magic build and mow through everything. one shot. And I mean, that's the case with any Dark Souls game. Like Dark Souls 1, 2, and 3, sorcery is the biggest fucking thing. And I played as, I just tried to, you know, prove myself right about that statement. Because I went in Dark Souls 3, first boss of the map, just stood in one spot and just, you know, dodged every now and again. Just bink, 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 sip my juice, bink, bink, boss is dead. And I'm just like, okay, that's boring. You know, there's no excitement in those builds. Huh?
Wayfinder.
It's so good. It's so fun. I already unlocked a character that you don't get. You start off with three, and then you can grind out for others if you don't want to pay for them. Right. It's grind out. Like, you gotta fucking grind. But person I play as solely now is somebody that I bought. I did not grind out for them. I had to win. I had the money. I was like, fuck it. But Kairos is so fucking strong.
That's how Smash is. You pay to win for characters. You gotta run a good character.
Not really.
But like I said, we're looking at the coming to Game Pass day one or whatever on launch day. Let's get into the Xbox situation real quick, because they have Starfield, which it's not what everybody was thinking. They said over 1,000 planets in the solar system, but you cannot land on every single planet. There's an animation and a loading screen when you land on a planet. It's not like No Man's Sky where you can just go into the atmosphere.
Is it an exploration game like No Man's Sky?
It's sort of like that in a way, but it's decision-based. You have your own crew. You can go to different planets, terraform, make your own base, whatever. But it's not what everybody... Because everyone thought they can go to every planet. No man in there, and you know, you can't. My biggest thing is the loading screen. I'm a little spoiled to the PS5. No loading screens for PS5 games. Or if there is a loading screen, it's like a second, and then boom, you're back into the game. But there's, once you go to land on a planet, you press a button, you get a loading screen, and then a little animation at the end where you land, and then you gotta press another button just to get out of your ship. It's nothing. I thought it was gonna be like No Man's Sky, where you just go into the atmosphere. Land, you know, and there is no.
You can land the ship yourself in No Man's Sky.
Yeah, you can't do that in Starfield. There is a lot of like choices that you make, just like in any Fallout game or Elder Scrolls. You know, you made choices in that one too. And I'm actually going to play it, but it's just not what everyone was thinking. So, I mean, but Bethesda was honest. They told everyone once the game was getting closer to release, look. Pros and cons.
The thing about Bethesda, if it's not a horror game, they kind of flop. They make the best horror games.
They do. And if it's not Fallout, which they've already ruined Fallout for me, Fallout 76 was fucking terrible. Now, they've had some updates to make it a little bit, you know, manageable. But I think it's too far. Yeah, it's too far too late. Like, everyone's already... Because no one likes a live service game. And, you know, after Fallout 4, the success of Fallout 4... was immaculate. I'll still play Fallout 4 today. Fallout 3 was also really good. Fallout New Vegas was really good. And then they're going to come out with Fallout 76, where it's just nothing but a glorified MMO. Like, no. I want to play a storyline. I don't want to play missions. You know, it's Fallout.
Yeah.
You know, little kid out in Germany, he's just like, I do not want to play with you. Please go away from me. Shoot you.
Fucking wow. That was very specific. I feel like something happened that you ain't really talked about, because that was an oddly specific situation.
Well, I got put into a game with these people, and you know, there was some American kids, you know, whatever, and then all of a sudden I go, what are we doing? So we're going to go shoot some aliens. It's not the mission title. Okay. What is the mission title? I don't know. He's like, I don't like you. Do not want to play with you. I was like, oh, okay.
All right.
He said, please leave lobby. I said, I left lobby too. I was like, he might find my address. I'm on Xbox. These servers are not as tight as PlayStation. So I pretty much just left with my tail between my legs. I was like, okay.
Speaking of Xbox versus PlayStation, the Xbox strike bullshit that they're starting. That is crazy.
Well, you got a lot of people that talk about certain things in chat, and some are joking.
Bro, but the thing is, it's like going to a Call of Duty lobby. How many people are going to actually make it?
Everyone's getting arrested in a Call of Duty lobby. Straight up.
Because the way their strike bullshit is working is, like, you get... Look, let's see if I can pull it up real quick. Like, because they have, like, specific... All I know is it goes up to 8.
and if you get 8 strikes, you're banned for 365 days. And it's not just banned from voice chats either. They'll ban you from online games.
Yeah, playing games and stuff. They'll lock your account. And I've had my account locked one time. That was because someone claimed that I was cheating in Overwatch. And my account was banned for a day. Could not play at all. And then they came back, yo, you're not cheating. You're not cheating at all. We saw your aim. You suck.
So, and you also get more than one strike depending on what you do. Profanity. You get one strike.
All the little kids in high school and elementary, they're going to be mad.
Mommy, hate speech. Hate speech. Dropping the N-bomb. Yada, yada, yada. 3 strikes.
God.
Bullying. 2 strikes.
Wow, Xbox is really helping me against y'all 3. God. We play a game. Tanner, you going to get a strike.
You're doing good,
Dan.
Yeah.
So, all right, you get one strike. Your suspension maximum length is 1 day. It's 1 strike. You cuss with the wrong person and report you. You're banned for a day.
You know how many people are going to do, like, mass report people just to get it?
2 strikes, you're also banned for 1 day. 3 strikes, you get 3 days. 4 strikes, you get a week. 5 strikes, you get 2 weeks. 6 strikes, you get 21 days. 7 strikes, you get 2 months, which is 60 days. And then 8 strikes, you're banned for an entire year.
When did Xbox start becoming our parents now?
Like,
y'all better make sure y'all play nice on our games. Like, bro, you got games that make us want to rage quit anyway.
Y'all should see my
like, but yeah. Like, the sensitivity. Like, gamers are some of the most, like, verbally aggressive people you'll meet.
I mean, we can go back to Black Ops 2, just lobbies.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Dude,
like,
just sitting there waiting for a game to load in.
That or just after the game.
After like, the game, in between fucking rounds. Like, even me just cussing like that.
Yeah.
Bam.
Man. That's,
like, the
that's
wrong
like,
person.
People are going to troll the massive streamers,
I think,
too.
The streamers
yeah.
are going to get hit the most.
That's what makes me not want to stream on my Xbox half the time. Is because, you know, you can get reported really easy on Xbox once they find
it's
out
so
the name.
Easy to, like, it's so easy to get people to go along with it, too. Everybody, mass reports, senpais, whatever. Bam.
Yep.
You're banned.
Banned on that, not only but Xbox, but Twitch, too, you know. And someone threatened to ban, well, mass report me when I was playing Hogwarts Legacy on the stream one time. I was just like, bring it. Huh?
I was there for that.
Yep.
I was in, like, the background. That was, like, I was working and whatnot, so I wasn't really competent, but I was watching, and I was like, ain't no way this is happening right
yeah.
now.
They said that you're a homophobe if you play Hogwarts Legacy.
That's when you modded me again so I could ban them from your chat.
Yep. And all that went down, and I was just like, bro, I don't know why y'all get so fixated over it. It's a game.
It's a game.
Like, so what someone
and
has
it
an
wasn't
opinion.
A homophobe. It was transphobic.
Transphobic, yeah.
Which is like some... We're not going to get into that.
We're
topic.
Not
going
to get into that. That's not what Melty Talk is about.
Man, we're not getting into that topic. But it's a joke how sensitive gamers are nowadays. Because where we started.
And where we are now.
Talking about how we fucked each other's moms in between rounds. Like, yeah, that's why your mom's bent over right now.
That's why your mom's in my room sucking my dick.
Like, it's like stuff we used to say.
And now.
Man, like, your dick is the size of a Tic Tac. Yeah, that's why your mom's breast smells good. Like.
It was prime days, man, because we had it all when we were growing up. You know, we had Call of Duty Black Ops, we had the best consoles, and then, you know, no one really gave a fuck about
the
what
only
we were talking
competition,
about because we were kids.
The only competition you had was PlayStation better or Xbox better. And now it's almost like a not even discussed topic anymore. Just
it doesn't need to be discussed because it's clear.
Because, like, well, I mean, right now Microsoft is buying everything. Like, I mean, everything.
They can buy everything and anything. It doesn't make them better.
What I'm getting at is, like, a lot of exclusives that PlayStation has, no longer has. The people who made Horizon, PlayStation has no rights to any of their stuff anymore.
Well, see, a lot of people like to compare deals that Microsoft is buying versus what PlayStation is getting. I don't see it from that point on what's the better console. That's just their company.
It's just which one you prefer.
Yeah.
If I really want to get to the topic, I'll talk about how I just like the way the PlayStation controller feels compared to the Xbox controller. I like the PlayStation Dual of the Edge Pro controller way more than I like the Xbox Pro controller.
Yep.
Like, if I want to get into that topic, I mean, they both run on the same RAM. They both run on, I think the Xbox has slightly better graphics. Mm. On certain games, like, if you really want to get into the brass, like, they go back and forth.
You see, I have the Series X and the PS5, and there was one reason I got the Series X, and it was to see the difference in quality. 4K for the Xbox and not so much 4K for the PlayStation.
It depends on the game.
And Overwatch plays a lot better on the PlayStation than it does the Xbox. And I will say that it runs a lot smoother, a lot cleaner, fresher frame rate. Single player games play great on the Xbox. I'll say that.
Single player games play
high on life, because I looked up gameplay for PS5 versus Xbox One Series X. You know? And I looked up the two and I was like, okay, well, Xbox has better resolution for High on Life. Because High on Life, if y'all played it, it's like colorful, very colorful.
Oh, the one where it's like the gun stalking
too? Yeah,
that's the only thing that I want to get an Xbox for is just to play the game.
And
because
speaking,
it seems funny.
Speaking of High on Life, they're coming out with an expansion, or I think it's an expansion or a new game. I really don't know which one, but it's just like Five Nights at Freddy's. They released the Ruins DLC. For a security breach. I think that's what they're doing for High on Life, because at the very end, there's a little spoiler, and you're like, oh, fuck. And then the gun literally says, oh, well, I guess that sets up the next game. I guess we're going to have to do another game to find out what happened, because he left, and you can't do anything. Might as well just go do side quests or something. The guns, and I'll tell you, my favorite one is Gus. He's like a shotgun in a way. He's like a little frog.
Yeah, it's a DLC.
It's a DLC?
Yeah.
Okay. And you'll pick him, and he'll be like, hey, man, what's up? Glad you picked me. Glad I'm here. What's up? We gonna kill somebody? And then, you know how, like, in open-world RPGs, you can kill anyone and everyone?
Yeah.
Like, in GTA, you can just kill anyone you want to?
Yeah.
You go to attempt to kill someone in High on Life that doesn't need to be killed, they're gonna be like, what the fuck are you trying to do? Why are you trying to kill this person? Let's leave our bad killing vibes for the bad people, okay? And then you'll be like, I don't want to kill this person. Stop making me try to kill this person. It's fun. And there's a lot of Easter eggs with Rick and Morty in there, too. They're supposed to be showing up in the DLC. That's what they said.
You know what I just realized?
Mm.
I went to my Xbox app, went to game. They have Banjo Kazooie.
Oh, yeah, they have the whole
game. I might go buy an Xbox just for Banjo.
Okay, because it can be played on Xbox 360. But you can play the older game.
I might just go get an Xbox just for Banjo, because Banjo is hands down one of my favorite childhood games. That's a good topic.
What?
Favorite childhood games.
I didn't know.
What system?
I mean,
if you say anything other than Nintendo 64 and GameCube.
I mean, I had every one of them. I had a green see-through Nintendo 64, and the first game I got for it was Mario, Mario 64.
Best Mario game ever made.
Exactly. I will say, I love the GameCube a lot, because that's where I first played Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask.
Wind Waker.
Wii was great. Wii U was fucking terrible.
Wii U was such... It missed the mark. Like how the Switch is, because mm-hmm. I know Wii U should have been.
That's what they were trying to aim for, but then again, you move 5 steps farther away from your TV, the console just goes off, and you're just like, oh, okay. But I will say, it was ahead of its time, it wasn't ready to be released yet, and they're releasing it in November now, the PSP. That was my favorite fucking game.
No, they're not releasing a PSP, they're releasing...
The port. It's called the PlayStation Portal, so it's basically a PSP.
What it is it's a glorified...
Remote play,
if you don't have a PS5, Jesus.
Yeah, which I'm getting it anyway, because I have a PS5, and I want it, and I want to play my games. So, but... I will say the PSP for me back in the day was my favorite console.
It's supposed to connect compared to the Steam Deck, which mm-hmm. I want to see that.
I want to see the UI system for it. But I would have to say the PSP would be my favorite console growing up, because I took it to school with me. I was playing it on the bus.
Did you have the Go or did you have the regular
one? I had the regular.
I had the Go.
Yeah. The fact that you could play God of War on the way to school was just great. And I loved every little second of it.
Olympus is, I think, the one that...
Mm-hmm. And then Batman, they had a Batman game for it. And they had a lot of games for it that I played.
PSP is what got me started in Monster Hunter.
Really? That's awesome. So I just think, overall though, my favorite console was the PS2.
I was just like, referring to like games specifically. Like PS2, the first games to come to mind was the first Ratchet & Clank.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Jack and Daxter.
Jack and Daxter was my game. I played that a lot.
Some of the best Crash Bandicoots.
Like,
Spyro.
I don't know if y'all heard
of it. Tigatize, maybe
there,
Tiger.
There you
yes.
go. That's
so
what I'm thinking
good.
Of.
So what was one of the very first consoles you had, Crystal?
The Wii.
The Wii? What was one of the first games you played on?
Oh, God. Super Mario Bros.
Super Mario Bros. I remember getting the Wii.
No, it wasn't that. It was Just Dance 2013.
Shit. My first game on the Wii was a hunting game called Dangerous Hunts.
I played it. That game came free with everything.
Hands down was so much fun. Going around trying to kill all the lions, the rhinos, and everything. It was so freaking fun. And that's when have me and you met, because Mario Kart and Smash Bros.
That was on the GameCube, though.
No, we met. When I met you, the Wii came out. We played on the GameCube. But, like, our super competitive nature came out on the Wii.
Yeah.
And that's when we found out me and you were both competitive.
I remember playing one game specifically on the Wii, and my mom bought it specifically for me. We went to the midnight launch for it. Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess.
Loved it.
At the time, before Breath of the Wild came out and, you know, Tears of the Kingdom, that was, and Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time, because I won't put them in that same category, was the best Zelda game they ever came out with, Twilight Princess. The story was great. Because you had these Zelda games where you're going around doing multiple things, and then you had Twilight Princess where you can kind of do that, but it was more linear than anything else. The dungeons, immaculate. The bosses, amazing. The storyline, fact that you can turn into a wolf, it's fucking amazing.
I personally, my favorite Zelda game of all was Wind Waker. It's just so
good. Wind Waker was good.
I will agree
with that. But, real quick, of all the new games coming out this year, well, this month, really, Xbox has to stop with one game.
Are you looking at Forza?
I'm looking at Forza. They need to
stop. It's one of their biggest money makers.
It has been proven that it is no longer a sustainable game. You know, you got thousands of games on Game Pass that could be Xbox exclusive. You know, create something. Like, say, for instance, Starfield. You know? You can turn that into your Xbox exclusive. Starfield 2.
Well, if you're going to talk about games that need to stop being made, Persona's kind
of... Yeah, Persona does need to stop being made and remade and reanimated. I love Persona. Don't get me wrong. I love Persona. Persona 5 Reloaded was one of my favorite games. But they... Right here, because they got... Well, this one is kind of different. I will give Persona 5 Tactica its due, because it's a tactics game.
So it's like Fire Emblem and all that.
Basically, kind of.
Fire Emblem is...
So I'll give Persona its devil's due for that one. But Persona 3 Reload, you already have Persona 5 Reloaded. And you're making it for the third one? I mean, that's like... Okay, we can't really complain about remakes, because we got Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Call of Duty and Persona are two different
things. No, I'm just talking about the remake aspect.
I'm getting that, but Call of Duty and Persona are two different things.
Yeah, I know they're two.
Call of Duty will always make money.
Yeah, Call of Duty will make money. But we got the remake for Modern Warfare, and then Modern Warfare 2, and now they're coming out with Modern Warfare 3, the remake, and it's going to come out in November.
Really?
Yeah.
The third?
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 3 was a flop, though. As long as they don't try to remake Advanced Warfare, I'm cool.
Modern Warfare 3 on the Xbox 360 was glory days for me and my friends. We played that all the time. I can honestly say I started on Modern Warfare 3.
Maybe I'm thinking of Call of Duty Ghost.
It was Ghost, yeah. You're thinking of Ghost. No one liked Ghost.
Nobody liked Advanced Warfare. Actually, a lot of people loved Advanced Warfare when it first came out, and then it just went...
Well, they tried something new, which I can get that. I can get that Call of Duty wanted to try something new. Like, hey, let's get robots.
Run along walls and stuff like that. Like,
I feel like that's how the
mechanics were cool. The mechanics were cool, but like the game itself sucked.
I feel like that's how the meeting went at Treyarch. Was, what's the idea for the next Call of Duty game? The guy just stands up. Robots. Anything else?
Instead of being thrown out of a window.
Robots with guns. You know what? That's going to make us a lot of money. You're in. You're promoted. 2 weeks later, you're fired. The game sucks.
What was your first Call of Duty you ever played?
War at War.
Finest Hour. I bet you don't even know that one.
I know Finest Hour.
That was on the original Xbox.
Yep.
And Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2. Kobe, what about you?
I'd have to go back to memories. I
forgot which one was my first. I ended up buying Black Ops 2 when I got
my PS3. World of War was my first. I'll explain to you the first game I ever played on the Wii. It was free. Came with the Wii.
Wii Sports.
We played the shit out of some good sports as a kid. I was champion of my house in boxing for years, bro. I was like, no one can face me in my house, I'm gonna beat your ass. But no, it was TIE Fighter Simulator. You're in World War II. You're in a TIE fighter plane, and all you did was just do missions, you know, going through loops and shooting things.
I don't think it's called, you're thinking of Ace Combat.
Ace Combat, that's
because
what I'm saying.
Because that one, you had your bombing missions, your dogfight missions, and everything. And it was like, it was, you had your wing controller and your nunchuck. And I was sitting there actually piloting the plane, and it was so fun.
And I'm with you,
it was Call of Duty Final Hour.
Okay.
And that's the one.
See, we were poor, so I would have to wait weeks and months for a good game to come into the house, man. You know, ask my mom to get me something. And then she finally went to the store and was like, we're going to a midnight release tonight. I said, for what? And then she showed me. I was just like, ah! For the little kid hormones. I grew up at the, you know, I grew up that day. I was like, yeah.
Hey, let's go get Zelda, Mom. I think the games that I put the most time in that, like, might shock you a little bit was like the NBA Street and the NFL Street games. I played the mess out of them when I was younger.
I put in the most hours for DJ Def Jam for the Wii.
And Guitar Hero.
And Guitar Hero, yeah.
Guitar Hero Rock Band, I have put some like ungodly amount of time in. And like, I didn't even know Rock Band was a thing until I met Colby. Mr. Colby over here. And I went to his house and I saw the drums and the guitar and the microphone.
The microphone is what he saw first. He went,
I was like, what's the microphone for? And then they loaded it up. Colt got on the drums. He got on the guitar, and I was singing. And, like, the first thing I remember, because I'm a creep.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that song. That was a great one. So what is, I'll ask. We'll start with Crystal. What is one game that you can remember from your memories that is basically your comfort game you can play and not get bored of?
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
No. I haven't gamed as long as y'all have.
Oh, yeah, you're a baby. I forgot. You're a child.
Plus, I don't have any of my consoles.
Yeah, you heard her say Call of Duty Black Ops 2 was her first con. Yeah. That's why
I bought it with my PlayStation 3. What do you want from me?
Yeah, baby.
Colby?
Sly Cooper.
Sly Cooper?
Sly Cooper. Oh,
that's a good one.
All of them were so fun.
They need to hurry up and make another one.
They're not going to.
I know they're not, because they left the last one on a cliffhanger, like, oh, Sly's stuck in time, and, you know, he gets to another world, and you're like, awesome, we're going to get another game. What, almost 20 years later? No.
To be fair, it took that long for them to make another Crash Bandicoot game.
Yeah, Crash 4, it's about time. What was yours?
A game that I can replay over. Oh, Donkey Kong 64. The best Donkey Kong game ever made. Nintendo, listen to me. Remake it. Put it on the Switch. You will make millions.
They need to. I'm saying that if they put all the Game Boy Advance games, like every single one of them, on the Switch, I would pay a godly amount of money just to play Pokemon Red for the first time. Again.
Yellow was my first Pokemon I ever played.
Pokemon Blue was my first, Red was my second, and Yellow was my third.
Heart Gold. That was my first. Good.
You're such a baby. God, after Platinum and all them.
I ended up going back and getting Platinum to play.
I remember the first game I ever played on the DS was WWE Raw vs. SmackDown 2009.
I remember my first DS I actually owned was a DSi.
I played it so much, my screen that you would normally have to tap with the stylus was so roughed up and scuffed from the fucking pin mark.
Because you could use so much, like, you... People use your fingers or the stylus. Stylus is a really bad design.
Yeah.
But one of my comfort games, and everyone already knows this, is Bloodborne.
Yeah.
And someone will look at me that knows Dark Souls games like, that is your comfort game? I'm like, yeah, it's peaceful. And you'd be walking around Yharnam, you know, just hearing nothing but silence and, you know.
I lied. It would literally be any of the Pokemon games.
Oh, any of the Pokemon?
Any of them.
Yeah. I do like some of the Pokemon games. I'll tell you, Scarlet and Violet did not hit for me. Did not hit for me.
I loved it.
I borrowed it from Jordan to play for a couple weeks to see if I liked it or not. Did not hit for me.
I loved it. The game that I put...
Let's Go Eevee was fun.
The game that I put an ungodly amount of time in, Pokemon Sword and Shield. I literally had the game Shiny Next.
every version of every Pokemon from like Scarlet, Bulbasaur, whatever, like to their final stage, all of them shiny. And then every Pokemon that was in that game, in all of its stages, shiny.
Yo,
and the only ones I didn't have were the ones that were shiny locked, which were some of the legendaries.
Mm. All right, Kobe, do you want to talk about anything or anything in particular?
Not offhand.
Not offhand. What about you, Crystal? Was the thing you want to know? State of video games is really hot right now, so I bet you got a lot of questions.
Well, you know damn well I dropped out of gaming a long time ago.
Bro, they need to make a full dive system. The day they make a full dive, like Sword Art Online.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wait a minute. We talked about this last podcast. Come on, we can't talk about it again.
I'm just saying, I'll stick to it. This is the hill I die on. The day they make a full dive system, it'd be like Ready Player One society.
Watch, they're going to make a full dive experience, and it's going to be Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I just hear Bryce halfway across the freaking, wait, anyone there? I got to read a message. No. I'm not doing that. Anyways, I can hear Bryce right across town just, oh my god! Get away! He's so ugly! This guy is so ugly! And all of a sudden you get into a game and all you see is fucking Leatherface twerking up and down. Just, I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna kill you!
I'm throwing it back at you! Come back here!
I'm gonna give you a show before you meet Jesus, you know what I mean? I would say if there was a full dive, which we're not going to talk much about it because we did last podcast. We did a whole fucking segment over it.
If they ever make a full dive system, have you ever watched the movie Ready Player One?
Yes.
I'm telling you, that's what society would become like.
Y'all ain't going to see me.
She's going to just be like, everybody, I'm a millionaire in this world.
I fully believe that they can make that based around society where, like, if you're wealthy in the game, you're wealthy in real life.
That'd be pretty cool. Like, if I was playing Monopoly Go and I had, like, you know, $3 million in that bank account and just automatically transferred to mine,
that'd be nice.
That'd be very nice. But, okay, so here's what I want to do. We're at 32-minute mark. We're going to do this. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back. Go around and mention a video game that you want to be made. Like, your own original idea. It could be an original. It could be kind of fabricated. We'll start with Colby.
Why do you want to start with me?
I started with Crystal last time. We're going to start with you.
Why don't you start?
Me?
Yeah.
You're the all right, host.
Fine. I've had some... It's sort of like GTA in a way. Okay. And basically, I don't know the name for it, what it would be named. I would be like, you know, just name it Average Day or Average Life, something like that. Your average run-of-the-mill Joe, you grow up. Like, you know, you go through stages. Kind of like a man-eater where you do stuff to upgrade your shark and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, but instead you're a kid... When you're around 13 years old, grow up to be 18, that's the next step, 20, 30, 40, so
why would I want to relive life?
But wait for it. But you can, there's superpowers in the game, you can be a superhero, you can be a villain, you can just be a run-of-the-mill schmuck working at McDonald's, you can rob places, you know, just like a run-of-the-mill daily game, where you just go in and you just sink in thousands of hours, either killing bunches of bitches, saving bitches, becoming, you know, and have like a full-fledged storyline. Whatever you do in the world is what reflected in the game. Granted, I would say for this game to be 100% perfect, with all the NPCs being perfect and the worlds being, you can enter any building you want, you can apply for jobs, kind of like The Sims in a way. But you actually control your character. First person, third person, doesn't matter. And you rob banks, you just get run-of-the-mill jobs, right? I would say it would take 20 years.
To make.
Because...
I think it took 20 years to come up with a freaking idea.
Because if this game would be made, I want everything to be perfect. Every nook and cranny. I want to make sure if there's a dog walking on the street, I can pet the dog. I want to make sure if I want to clean up trash on the side of the street, I can clean up trash on the side of the street. You know, do anything you fucking want to. It's literally a life simulator, but not VR. I mean, and then you can go to the certain part of the world, you can fast travel, get superpowers, and be like, okay, well, I'm going to use these powers to save people. And then when you get the superpowers, the world automatically just relocks or reloads. Okay, well, he's a superhero now. We're going to do superhero shit now.
People are going to get robbed. People are going to get shot. Banks are going to be robbed.
The background is One Punch! One Punch Man!
It's when just nothing happens and you get freaking wrecked. No,
here's the best part. As soon as you hear One Punch, he shows up, he's in the outfit, he's bald now. No.
And see, that's another thing. When you become a superhero or a supervillain, you can.
If you go the threat route, you gotta be able to like, you gotta build on whatever your superpower is.
Exactly.
You can't just start out broken.
But you can customize your costume.
Skill trees.
Skill trees.
Then
you can customize your costume. You can customize your name. And the reason why I say it would take 20 years because there'd be a single news reporter in the game, one or two news reporters. I want them in that fucking booth. Saying every name fucking imaginable. Mega Man, Thunder Twat, Ass Crack, Dipwad. Because I'm naming my superhero Crack Waffle. And I'm just going to be Crack Waffle.
Sabertooth Crotch Cricket. Yeah.
And that's another thing. And during development, they can actually do something to connect with the fans. But hey, what do you guys want your superhero name to be? Anything and everything. Eve to mature. As long as it's not racist or demeaning.
I got your dude's name. Gay Man. He whistles as he flies.
Don't get behind him.
he goes, hey.
Hey. Hey. You want Skittles?
Oh, dude, I don't know. If I were to say that I wanted a Gay Man, I mean, that's something pretty cool. It does, to an extent. It would take... We would be in our 60s by the time it was made.
And I would be playing it in the nursing home.
Yeah, my Jeff can lock shit, nurse. Tanner, why I do a superhero shit?
Tanner, you don't need it. I'm Senpai's gaming, bitch.
I said before, like, honestly, if it's not a full dive situation, I wouldn't want it to be made. I don't care. It's like it's anything that I could come up with now will never compare
to a full dive experience.
I
can understand.
Like, I would honestly, if it was a Sword Art Online situation where if you die in the game, you die in real life. I'm down.
He's just like, you know what? I'm depressed. Let me get in the Sword Art Online real quick. Like, you're going against the enemy, like, I'm going to kill you. I want you to. That image is like, whoa, bro. Therapy. Take off the helmet, go to therapy. Talk to someone. You need some help. Come on now.
A game for My Hero where you can actually customize your character to have different superpowers that actually aren't in the anime or the manga.
So basically, kind of like Dragon Ball Xenoverse, where you start out as a, you know, you can either start as a Namekian, a human, Super Saiyan, and you can customize your character as you go. So it's something like that. Okay, so that'd actually be pretty cool. I would be a villain though. I'd train under Shigaraki. You need to go get that figurine at Walmart. They still have like tons of them.
Money?
Yeah, but no Nintendo remake Donkey Kong 64. I'm gonna keep saying that until you do it. Best game you ever made. Our host just left to go piss on himself.
Probably gonna go pissing on his hands.
That. 38 mark. We're doing great. We're running out of ideas.
I'm so tired.
Any animes y'all watching?
I am showing her The Grace of God.
The Grace of God. Like the kid that has like the overwhelming
slimes. Come on, the slimes, yeah.
Yeah, dude, yes. That's such a good one.
She likes it.
That's such a good anime.
I even showed her Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah, I've never watched
it. And she actually likes
it. Have you watched Jeff Dunham?
Yeah.
Jeff Dunham's hilarious. Gabriel Iglesias is hilarious.
We're talking about comedians. Welcome back.
We're talking about who?
Comedians.
Comedians?
He asked me about
well, that shit just shifted.
He asked me about what anime we're watching. I said The Grace of God.
Uh-huh.
Which is this little kid that gets a 30-some-year-old man that died. Got reincarnated, and he ends up, like, training slimes. to do some of the craziest things. He ends up making a Washateria. I don't know how far y'all are.
Yeah, I'm far into it, but she's
not. I'm not.
Okay, well, he ends up making like a business. He ends up making a business out of these slimes and like just doing really well for himself with just slimes. And the thing is like as a tamer, it's unheard of for you to have more than one slime. This dude has thousands.
Mr. Popper's Penguins.
And to give him more credit, he even recreated more of the slime that even their creator had forgotten.
Well, see, you guys, you know, that give you a little info about Melty Talks. We are a well-traversed group. We can go from one topic to another. And this podcast is basically all about gaming, anime, and stuff like that.
Yeah, let's talk about dancing. Tanner Hash back.
Not well.
We're a bunch of nerds.
We are a bunch of nerds. As we're sitting right now, I have a Zelda shirt on, 90s Nickelodeon shorts. She has a Tokyo Ghoul sweatshirt.
Tokyo Ghoul sweatshirt, Akatsuki hat, and
Supernatural t-shirt.
I watch Supernatural.
And work. Then you have Tweedledee and Tweedledum over here wearing the same damn t-shirt. Just one's
I
wearing jeans.
One's
wearing jeans, one's wearing shorts. One looks like he's about to go in the wrong direction, and one looks like he's about to go tie a cow down.
Wow! If any one of us were going to tie down a cow, it'd be this guy, because I'm stupid enough to try it.
Well, you look like you're about to say, bye, 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 bye.
No, that's
when
this one's wearing the white version of the shirt.
There's different versions? It looks the same. It looks
You've seen me wear the white one. Yeah.
It looks like a TV with static.
We bought them.
Right now.
So the reason why we got these shirts and he's got the white one, this one's because we were at Walmart and I was like, Colby, let's get matching outfits and go to eat.
No, go on.
They did.
It literally looked, he looks like he's about to go on a date. Normal. Because the boots still it for me. You, on the other hand, look like, just listen to me.
Leave my Hey Dudes alone.
Hear me out.
I got so excited they got steel-toe Hey Dudes. I ordered some. I'm going to be wearing Hey Dudes at work.
You are sitting here looking like you're about to go say, oh, I got to go tee off at 5 o'clock.
That wouldn't be me, though. I look awful. But I've actually said that exact statement before.
We're gonna go.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the golf club. We got tee off at 5.
Oh God!
Right, you think it's a joke? I'm actually.
I believe you.
I'm a member of 3 golf clubs.
I believe you 100%. But we're gonna take a short break. But before we do, I have to mention today's sponsor. Make sure you download Raid Shadow Legends. It's free on PC and mobile. Use my promo code in the promo code section, Raid Madness, to get special in-game loot. We'll be right back with Melty Talks. We'll see you guys in a minute. And we're back. Welcome back to Melty Talks. I'll add a little ad break and stuff once we're done. So I just want to take some time to get to know
Melty Talks.
Oh my God. So if anyone out there that listens to this wants to create a jingle for Melty Talks, we actually do need a jingle for Melty Talks. And if you guys would like to collab on something and potentially be part of this, it's a startup project.
Drop the beat.
So, before we start getting to know everybody and you know what we're all about, I'll explain to you guys what Melty is. Melty is and I do this on my Twitch a lot. Melty is a life organism that was created by a cleaning absorbent, and you know basically it was a cleaning absorbent in a tube. This is the story I got so far. Like I said, it's my baby project. I've been working on it for months. Storm hit the lab. Bust the tube open. The guy that was working there got doused in the absorbent and became melted. Melted his skin, melted whatever, and melted can basically shapeshift into anything he wants to, hence the name Shapeshifter is the brand. So we have Melty on our podcast. He has his own Instagram. He will be having his own X here in a little while.
Why eat when you can devour?
Why eat? And actually, that is actually what I want to do. I want to be sponsored by Factor. So whenever Factor does send meals here, I can actually use that slogan for the sponsorship. You know, why eat when you can devour? Factor, you know, Melty loves Factor. One thing that I'm going to be working on, Melty already has his hot sauce. I got to start making that again. We're going to be making plushies here soon of Melty.
Yeah, shout out to Melty one.
Yeah.
Well, to be technical, you can have your own kind of personal plushie of Melty. On my merch store. It's the Senpai's Gaming merch store, but it's not Senpai's Gaming. It's Melty. It's all Melty on there. You'll click it and you'll see Nova Circuit, the collab that we got going on. Hopefully I can do one with Bot here soon. Yeah, I could talk to him about it before we start the stream. But there's a pillow. I have a pillow that's nothing but melty on both sides. So if you guys want to get your own personal melty pillow and see him look at you whenever you go drift off into sleep, you know, just go to Senpai's Gaming. I'll put the link in the description, and you guys can check out everything we have for melty there.
If it's a pillow plus you wear a blanket, I'm going to buy it.
We got pillows, we have pillow cases, we have tumblers, which you've already bought a tumbler. You have a melty tumbler. I have a melty t-shirt, which is melty as a gaming controller. One of my most popular designs for melty was the gaming controller. What would you guys want to see melty on? As a, get a little poll going. You've already said yours, you know.
Yep.
A tattoo. Oh, he's, I already did that.
A microphone?
Yeah, well, hold on. Y'all talk real quick. Y'all brainstorm about melty while I get this question.
Let me tell you what I want melty to be.
God damn.
I want melty to be a damn cowboy.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
I want him to fucking rope and go yeehaw.
I don't think melty will ever say yeehaw.
Why? Could you imagine if melty had a country accent? Like, hear me out. Melty started in the set.
Actually, that's when you actually created something in my head. I'm gonna put a poll on here. I'm gonna put a poll on the podcast. Where do you guys want to see Melty from? Do you want to see him from the south, or do you want to see him from the north? Because if something, if this does go off like I want it to, and
Andy's from Australia. Well, Crocky, I'm gonna set this whole bitch on fire.
So if this does pop off like I want it to, I want to have Melty become a cartoon, and you know, and I'm and let me just go ahead and say this now for everyone listening at home, Melty is not for kids. I was given the idea of making a Melty Kids book. I vetoed that. I turned down that idea because I do not want Melty for kids, because the story of Melty is he literally devoured somebody, a human being, melted his skin, melted his bones, and all this
pretty
other shit.
Symbiote down there.
Basically. And well, it's not really a symbiote, because symbiote doesn't, you can still maintain your human form in a symbiote. Melty literally devoured everything. He's just the organism he took. He's like, okay, well, this is what a human body looks like. I can form into that.
Yeah.
Anything he touches, he can form into it. So, but yeah, so whatever you guys want to see Melty on, let me know, and I will definitely try to get that out there on the merch store. Like I said, we have a pillow, which I plan on ordering the pillow soon. Oh, here it is.
Hey.
Yeah, all right. And then I did something similar for the podcast, actually. That's the logo for the podcast.
He looks like he's screaming, crawling.
But yeah, so there's a lot of things that we want to get done for Melty as a team and as, you know, like a company.
I love Melty so much. This song, I feel like that's his theme song now.
Crawling in my crawl, I crawl just to crawl. But yeah, so like, if you guys want to see Melty on anything, let me know. And south or north, you want Melty with an accent, or do you want Melty being stuck up? I guess I'm from the north, so
no. Either he's southerner or he's a New Yorker.
He's a fucking Yank or he's not.
I can just imagine a cartoon of Melty being on Adult Swim. Hey! You're on the fucking street! Hey, what's talking to me right now?
I'm fucking devouring over here!
I'm fucking devouring this dog! Why are you devouring? Shut the fuck up! Alright. Alright. I'm gonna
wait for it. It's like, I'm devouring this dog! Bark!
Bark!
And then insert Duck Hunt.
Or if he's in the south, you know, I've got to get their tractor down there, paper deck. And you just see,
I care you what, I took over a damn pickup truck, showed up up north, and now I'm in a, I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Is this what Bugattis look like? I'll be damned. I'm just going to transform into this one. So you guys got your little samples there, little snippets. So if you guys want to see them either north or south, let me know.
Who would actually be the voice of it? Like, who would actually do the voiceover?
You see, that's what I've been trying to think about. Cause, you know,
I mean, down south, I have the accent for it.
You have the down south accent.
I have the southern accent.
Oh.
out north, dude, I, honestly, like, you could do it pretty solid, like, Danny DeVito style.
Yeah. You see, what I'll say about that, because, you know, I'm the creator of Melty, I came up with the idea, because, to be honest with y'all, Melty was just supposed to be a one-off thing. You know, I just drew, just to draw. And then a couple days later, I'm just like, wait a minute. You know, you got Glitch Energy, you got Raid Shadow Legends, you got all these companies out there sponsoring streamers. It's like, well, I want to do something like that. And I was like, Shapeshift. Okay, so I don't know where how far we got into that, but we're just going to go ahead.
Well, here we are.
Yeah, we're just going to end it here. We're going to end it here for Melty Talks. Make sure you guys check out my Instagram, Melty's Instagram. Twitch is Senpais_Universe. Crystal Shadow J is also her Twitch, DarkWolf9673. And
Yodel.
Yodel.
Y-O-L-D-E-L-L.
That is his Twitch. And no, he does not yodel on stream, but he needs to add that as a redeem.
I really should, but that, I don't know how.
I don't know how to do it, but I'll try my best. Yodel. So, guys, thank y'all so much for listening to Melty Talks. We pretty much covered all topics today that we could. We're going to go have a game night and drink. So, why eat when you can devour? Make sure you have a good night tonight. And
wait, Colby, say it in your voice. Why eat when you can devour?
Listen closely, guys.
The low.
The low.
Get the close low. Up, get close you got to gotta get close enough to the mic. Come on.
Why eat when you can devour?
Yes. I need you to record that for me and send it to me so I could snip it and put it in the podcast at the end of every fucking podcast. All right, so guys, thank you so much. Next time we'll probably have a guest with us, and we'll see y'all probably
wow,
next
we're
time.
We're not guests now. Fuck you.
Y'all are part of the podcast.
We're all co-hosts.
You're co-hosts. I wouldn't have invited you over if you were just a guest. I would have you download the app.
That's fucking rude.
It's not.
I live right down the road.
Y'all are all co-hosts, and y'all help me with this thing, because me talking about myself, I feel like I'm going crazy. Just like, yeah, video games
crazy.
Are pretty cool.
That was crazy once.
I was playing in a room.
A rubber room with rats, and rats make me crazy. Crazy? I was crazy once.
All right, guys, y'all have a good night. See y'all next week. Bye!
You just got done listening to Melty Talks.
Yeah!